raindrops are falling on my head. It's time now for our weekly conservation show here on Q92, heard every Wednesday morning at this time, featuring news from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office, Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership, Black Barrel County Environmental Office, and more. Now the conservation show for today. And with us today, Mitch Anderson from the Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership. Did I get it right?
You did.
All right.
Good morning.
On our conservation conversation this morning. Yeah. So I hit it again. All right. How are you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I haven't had you on the radio for a little while here, so yeah. Looks like you got all kinds of things to talk about today.
A couple things. Last time I talked to you, we talked about some rain barrel events that I was going to do, so I'm just going to do an update on what happened with those.
Okay.
And then, being the time of the year that we're getting into, everyone wants to get outside, and so a couple recreational opportunities in the watershed I want to talk about, and then I got a couple reminders at the end.
All right. Well, let's start at the top.
Okay. So our rain barrel events, initially we had planned towards the end of April to do a couple of some schools in the area, but we ended up with a high of about 36 degrees that day. So
kind of hard when the water is frozen.
They were rescheduled for the next week, which I'm glad we did, because it ended up being a beautiful, sunny, 70-degree day.
Right.
So. But the first barrel I put in was at the Hilltop Residence here in Madison. That was on Friday, April 28th. It was kind of experimental, but it worked out really well because we had a blizzard a day or two later, that first weekend in May. And after all that snow melted, the barrel was already full and working. So it was
some good water, too.
Awesome to hear.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yep. And then the next Friday, a couple days after the blizzard, we had a gorgeous day, May 5th. We installed the barrel at St. Peter's Catholic School in Canby, as well as the public school in Hendricks, Minnesota. And as far as I could tell, the students had an excellent time painting the barrels, planting flowers in the bricks around the barrels that were underneath it, and the spaces in the bricks.
So they're just glad to get out and...
Yeah, and in general, just being outside, learning about water resources versus the classroom.
Right.
So, and
nothing like
hands-on. It was honestly a beautiful day.
Okay.
And it sounded like the events might actually spark a few kids to talk some parents into getting their own barrel at home. So,
okay. Well, that's the idea, isn't it? So,
yeah. And so, actually, just this morning, I put a bunch of pictures up on our Facebook page of the couple events that we had.
Okay, what's the heading there? They can get to that. Just Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership.
Yeah, search for that.
Okay,
I'm just kind of getting it going, so we don't have a lot of likes yet. So you might have to search for it. But
I'll have to get on there and like it for you.
Come and like it. So
we'll share the link on the radio station site there.
Fame,
that'll make you famous.
Yeah. I'll also be adding pictures of that onto our website, too, which is lqpybwatershed.org. One last note on the rain barrels. I have installed on Monday a barrel at Northern Plains Tiling that will be available for the community garden by the park there.
Okay.
I went and checked it yesterday, and it didn't collect any water from the storm that we had on Monday night. So that was disappointing. So as long as the rain holds off after we chat here, I'm going to go and make some adjustments and see if we can get it working for today.
Yeah, because we had about a half an inch and then 2/10 the day before. So
there's more coming.
More to come. So, at least it wasn't quite as bad as some parts kind of southeast Minnesota got hit. But
And on our Facebook page, I'm doing what I'm going to call a daily droplet of information, sort of kind of a little water fact every day.
Okay.
And my daily droplet for today was that we might be seeing up to 1.5 to 2 inches of rain in the watershed today. So.
Right. So,
hopefully I can get that one
working. Keep your umbrella handy.
Before that. Yeah.
All right.
Next up, I just wanted to talk about some recreational opportunities coming up, or one of them's constant, but the one coming up is our canoe trip that we try to do every year through the watershed. I've picked out a date for that. I haven't picked out a route. We're going to do that closer to the date so we can gauge the water levels and some other potential hazards that we need to keep in mind. But June 26th is when we're going to be doing our canoe trip, as long as everything works out with the weather and water levels.
Right. That's the big thing with the canoe trip. Yeah. You got to have the water.
Yep.
How is the water level right now? Is that must
well,
be not too bad.
Up, yeah,
not
yeah,
too
it's
bad.
Pretty good right now. So.
Right.
Right now, it's looking like it'll work out nice.
There are a couple of years that Mary had to call it off because there were just
levels,
would have been a hike with canoes on your head.
Yep. Yeah, getting stuck on the bottom. Yeah,
right. All right.
So the plan there will be to get out in the morning and set out, and then hopefully stop somewhere around lunchtime and grill some brats, burgers, hot dogs, etc., and then continue on and finish the trip off. And I haven't done this before. I haven't been out on any of the rivers in the area, so I'm pretty excited to get out there firsthand myself.
Right.
So I'll be going out probably a week before the trip. And
so you know where you're going,
making
then.
Sure we don't have any trees falling across the river, because that can be kind of hazardous.
So if all of a sudden we don't see you for a while, we should probably go out looking and make sure that you're not
I might have got sucked under.
You got, well, I was worried about that. I thought you were just floating around out there lost. But bring your GPS along, you'll
right.
be fine, right?
Yeah, I have maps.
So. All right.
The other recreational opportunity I want to talk about is... it's called Stonehill Park, just outside of Canby.
Right.
And I was just out there the other day, and I knew about it, but Ron gave me the tour of the place. And
pretty nice.
There's a lot more than I thought even out there. And so this park is actually owned and operated by the watershed. So a little history. The late 70s, early 80s, Canby was experiencing flooding almost annually.
Right.
And so the dam that controls Canby Creek here and created Del Clark Lake, which is part of Stonehill Park, along with two other dams in the area, was actually put in to control the flooding in Canby. And, I mean, they were spending thousands of dollars almost annually to fix roads and properties.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was kind of a mess.
So it's turned out to actually be a great recreational opportunity in the area, something that offers actually more than you're going to find anywhere else. So the campground out there offers a ton of spacious private campsites. Most of them are seasonal campers out there, but we also have some open spots for weekend camping, as well as tent sites mm-hmm. that people can, if you're still into the primitive thing, which I would probably be doing
right.
if I was going out there.
I am, only because I can't afford a camper.
But the park also offers modern bathrooms, showers, a full basketball court, playground for the kids, a huge swimming beach, hiking trails, great views on the hike, fishing, probably missing some more. So there's really not another option in the area that offers that whole realm of opportunities.
That, so. I know when my grandkids come to visit, my wife always, that's one of the trips they always head on down there and do a little swimming and hiking around there.
It's just a
nice,
it's huge
beach. Yeah, it is. Very nice.
So. I know they do a lot of events. I know Ron was talking about 4th of July, they set off some fireworks, mm-hmm. and he was talking about a big slip and slide that they put down the
yep,
hill.
Yep, I've
there.
Seen that. Yeah, so it's pretty impressive. So,
I'm thinking about going out there myself
yeah.
and checking
yep.
that out.
A lot of fun.
So.
Yeah.
So, I've also added some pictures of some of the things that the park has to offer on the Facebook page, and I'll be adding that to the website. I'm doing a little facelift on the park's link on our website
okay.
right now. So,
stay posted, stay updated.
Yep. And $4 for a day pass out there and $25 for a yearly pass. If you want more information, you can contact Ron at 507-223-7586, or as they refer to him out there, Ranger Ron.
Yep.
And an extra bonus with Del Clark Lake. I know last time we talked, I told you about a professional judgment group meeting
mm-hmm.
that the watershed was hosting, and that was when the Pollution Control Agency came up with their initial impairment list
okay.
For the bodies of water in the watershed, and it turned out that Del Clark Lake was the gem of the watershed. It was...
It's a nice lake, good shape.
It passed fully supporting for aquatic life, so for fishes, bugs,
right.
and it also was fully supporting of aquatic recreation. So it was kind of the shining star for the watershed.
Yeah, check it out if you haven't been down there.
Yep.
Okay.
Then a couple of reminders that I have. I have been getting septic applications for our low-interest loan program, but it seems like most of them are getting referred in to by the actual installers themselves, so I just want to give a reminder to the general public if they're thinking about that. Our office offers a low-interest loan program that you can pay on your property taxes over the course of 10 years to upgrade or install a new septic system if yours is failing or not working anymore. So stop by my office if you want more information for that.
All right, we're getting to the end of the program here. I know you've got one more thing you wanted to talk about too.
Today is collection day for the household hazardous waste. So if you have items like paint thinners, cleaners, pesticides, you can drop those off today at the county garage across from the fairgrounds today from 3 to 6.
Way down on the south end of Madison's Main Street, just down there. Yep.
3 to 6 today. If you want more information about disposing hazardous waste, you can go to the environmental page of the county website, lqpco.com, or you can call the office at 320-598-3132.
All right. Well, appreciate the update there, Mitch. And everybody check out the website and Facebook there and stay informed. And we'll get you back on the radio here, get an update on that rain barrel project pretty soon. All right.
Hopefully the one at Northern Plains gets working today.
So. Sounds good. All right. Okay. Mitch Anderson from the Lac Barrel Yellow Bank Clean Water Partnership on our conservation conversation this morning here on Q92.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling.